And welcome here to the Power Hour at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam I Am. With me in the studio is Brian Benuch from the soccer team, men's soccer team. Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, man.
You too.
It's a great night to have a great show here. I hope everyone had a really fun and safe weekend this past weekend. Sorry I couldn't be there last week. The soccer team was actually in Humboldt, playing Humboldt State University. We had a really fun trip. Unfortunately, ended up losing to Humboldt State 1-0 in overtime. We gave up a goal in the second overtime, right?
Second overtime, correct.
Yeah, so we fought hard. We played a really good game.
We did.
We had a lot of good opportunities. We just couldn't put one away and ended up losing 1-0. Humboldt State, God, just so many times this year and last year, I could just easily say we coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda won, we should have done this, could have won. Unfortunately, we didn't. We came back home and Friday played BYU Hawaii here at Dominican. BYU Hawaii. we went down first half of that game 1-0. They scored in the first half with like 15 minutes left, 20 minutes around there. Second half came and we put two away.
Who scored that?
So there were two goals scored in the second half by Dominican.
Who scored that first goal?
I scored one of the goals.
Sammy
yes.
did.
Yeah, DJ Sam did score a goal.
Scoring goals, baby.
Yee. Playing that center defensive mid. And then Nuri also had a really good goal inside the 18 off of a volley, which was really cool. We ended up tying to BYU Hawaii 2-2. Unfortunately, we couldn't hold on to our 2-1 lead late in the second half.
But fortunately, we didn't lose.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Overtime game that we didn't lose.
That's
baby steps, progress.
Baby steps, progress is good. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have a week left in the season, but better late than never, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, jeez. So we have we have three games left this year. Our next game is Wednesday here at Dominican University. Everyone should join. Come out to Forest Meadows is our field, right? That's it. Yeah. Come out to DU Field. Support the DU Penguins. We got three games left. Might as well come out. Our game should be at 3. We're playing Hawaii Hilo, and it's on Wednesday, like I said. So I would love you guys to come support us out. Come help us get a win. Hopefully, we can win against Hawaii Hilo. So on tonight's show, give you a little run through on what we're gonna go through. Me and Brian. First, of course. Always got to go through the Niners game. Niners 6-1 now.
6-1. You heard it.
A very comfortable lead in the NFC West. Yay! Love it. And then we'll get into Tim Tebow and how much I hate Tim Tebow and my hatred. And I'm sure Brian has the same.
Can't stand him.
Exactly. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about knowing that it's Halloween. knowing that it's Halloween, we'll talk about the scariest team in the NFL. I'll get more into that later, and I will get into the new World Series champions, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Giants, baby, go Giants.
Unfortunately, the Giants aren't the defending champs anymore, but it's the St. Louis Cardinals and Tony La Russa retiring. He announced it today. So stay tuned. The Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam I Am and Nooch. We'll be right back.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does the buck...
Smoking and drinking and all laughing and joking and spending my time with
And welcome back to the Power Hour here, radio.dominican.edu. Now, if you do want to call into the station before I get back into the Niners game, you can give the station a little ring. The station number is 415-482-3587. Now, please call with caution. I don't want any swear words. I don't want anything inappropriate to be called in, please. But the station number is 415, area code 482-3587. So, getting that over with. Now, let's talk about the Niners. Now, the past 5 weeks...
Where do we start?
The past 5 weeks...
I mean, glorious?
Yeah. I mean, every Sunday night, I've been sleeping like a little baby because of how well the Niners have been playing.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's really fun to watch. Like
they're 6-1.
You're watching them play and they get a lead and you're not worried about the lead. You're actually like, oh, we actually are gonna. I have confidence that we'll hold this lead and we'll win.
I was actually saying that today. You know, watching the Niners this year, I didn't even. You know, I'm watching the game before the game. I had full confidence that the Niners are going to beat the Browns, yeah. You know?
No, that...
Like, it wasn't even a question. It was just like, yeah, Browns, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
jump Browns. Chance, let's go.
Add another on the win column, 6-1. Like,
six
honestly,
and one.
It was fun. So they did win. They beat the Browns 20-10 on Sunday afternoon at Candlestick Park.
Glorious. Glorious victory.
And so but before we get into the specifics of what happened during the game, Frank Gore passes Niner great Roger Craig for second all-time in franchise career rushing list. That's a big feat. Like Frank Gore,
Frank's Jesus, man.
I see him being one of the best running backs in San Francisco history when he's all said and done.
He's got to be. He's already what? Yeah, second, right?
Mm-hmm. He's second now. He ran for 125 plus yards and a touchdown in his last four games. So you weren't on the show, but I remember I called him out after I think it was like week three or week two. I called him out. I said, where's Frank Gore? We need Frank Gore to step up. After that week.
We did.
After that week, here he comes. 125 plus yards and a touchdown after the past four games. So he has been really stepping it up for the Giants. Or, I mean, the Niners. Got me all flustered on that World Series. The Niners, I mean, it's just good. Giants. So on this little...
win streak?
This little win streak... I'm sorry. I totally brain fart there. Gore said, oh God. Gore said, so Gore had this to say on passing Roger Craig. He has this quote.
He's like, Roger Craig's, I hate Roger Craig.
Yeah, Roger Craig. Now he says,
Rog.
Quote, it's a blessing to have my name mentioned next to his. This last year, we got to be close. When I got hurt, he called me every day. He was telling me I was going to be all right to keep working. So it was good.
It's pure class.
Yeah, it was good to see.
Pure class.
Gore.
And Roger Craig there.
Gore and Roger Craig, best friends. Doesn't matter about the record. He was
playing
worried.
Playing bocce ball every Sunday.
Yeah. I bet. I guarantee you. In the city, playing bocce ball. Actually, my grandpa plays bocce ball in
the city.
I love
bocce ball.
That's great. That's an little Italian thing right there. A little Italian thing.
It is.
Yeah. So Gore, during the game, already had 103 yards on 19 carries by halftime. Wow. That's a beast.
It's called dominating right there.
I'm saying that's a beast. Like he went into beast mode, but it was against the Browns. Like,
whoa, hey, the Browns aren't that bad. They're three and three, and their defense, their pass defense or their run defense was really good coming in. I think it was their pass defense was really good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know much about them.
You know, I'm trying to give them as much credit as possible. Okay. So Niner win looks that much better. You know, this is in my mind.
It doesn't matter. I'm just glad that they got the win.
Oh, yeah,
that's
me
all.
Too.
That's all I care about.
I thought it was gonna be a blowout. They're up 17-0 with the ball about to score again. I'm like, wow, this game's gonna be, you know, it was 14-0
exactly.
The ball, and you know, gonna punch that one in, but.
Now the Niners, now Frank Gore is going to chase Dan Craig's other record, and that's his three Super Bowl rings. Do you see Frank Gore getting three Super Bowl rings?
Ugh, three's a lot. It's a big number. It's a big number. I'm hoping, I'm just going to hope for one at this point.
Exactly.
You know?
Get one over with, right?
I would be more than happy with one Super Bowl ring. Come on.
Because, and really, this is the best year that we've looked to getting that Super Bowl. This is the best team that I've seen so far in the past couple of years, talent-wise,
by far.
Coaching-wise.
This is the best since since Steve Young, and even I mean, I'll go far as say as no Steve Young, but when we had
T.O. and yeah. Rice and no, Young.
No. Who was right after that? Who was right after Steve Young?
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Was it a Trent Dilfer?
No,
was
it Trent Dilfer for a while? This is gonna kill me.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it. So Alex Smith. Yeah, speaking of quarterbacks, Alex Smith doing really well this year.
Yeah.
He went for
efficient.
He completed 15 of 24 passes.
That was Jeff Garcia. That's who I was thinking of.
Jeff Garcia. There you go. Yeah. Okay. No, I was a fan of Jeff Garcia. Yeah,
they're good. When Mooch and Garcia, that was a good team.
Definitely.
But that was the last time that I was real.
The last time we actually looked dangerous.
Last time we made a playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, back Smith. He completed 15 of 24 passes for 177 yards. Now, doesn't seem that's not flashy numbers. And like I said, but. We don't need flashy numbers from Alex Smith.
Those are winning numbers.
Exactly. Winning numbers.
Winning.
The key is zero interceptions.
Exactly.
You keep the ball, you always have a chance of winning. If you do not give the ball away, you'll always have a chance of winning, especially with the Niners defense. The Niners defense has been solid for years.
Clutch.
For years. And so now that Alex Smith isn't giving the ball away, we actually are always staying in games.
But I mean, our defense is better this year though than it was the previous years.
Uh huh.
Definitely though.
A little sketchy on the coverage on the cornerbacks, but I mean, still, regardless, we have a great front seven. Our front seven, top in the league by far.
Yeah, and then you throw P. Willie, Paris Harrelson, Bowman, and
Alden Smith.
And Brooks. Amon Brooks is sack king right now.
And Alden Smith leads all rookies in sacks now after yesterday's game.
Six
so,
and a half or seven or something.
I mean,
I'm
loving our defense. I'm loving the swag that we're actually bringing to the game now. And I feel like the swag, it all comes down to Jim Harbaugh and our new coaching staff, because we didn't have this kind of swag with Singletary. We didn't have this kind of swag with Mariucci. I mean, Jim Harbaugh gives us his swag that tells us, hey.
Or with Erickson.
Hey.
Or with Nolan.
Oh, God.
The list goes
seriously,
on.
Seriously, though. Oh, I forgot about Nolan. Don't even. Oh, just threw up in my mouth. Now, thank God, because the last game that the Niners play, they had that big whole Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz little fiasco
after
the game.
Harbaugh was showing him what's up, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Swag. Swag.
This marked the first game. Like I said, the Niners came after the Lions played them when they came back 25-19. The Niners, who made aware by Harbaugh during the week that the teams were 3-9 after their byes coming into Sunday, so they were 3-9 after their byes, and now they just scrape on the Browns. Come off a bye. That's just preparation by Jim Harbaugh, getting the guys ready to play. And
Harbaugh's a football coach. Singletary, I mean, don't get me wrong. Singletary was probably a good motivator, but he just didn't know how to handle being a head football coach.
Yeah.
Know? He didn't know that much about, like, the X and O's of football.
Exactly.
You know?
And Harbaugh and you're right, does. And you're right. Jim Harbaugh is a football coach. And Singletary, he did one good thing for me when he was at the Niners, and that was – waking Vernon Davis up.
Yeah.
He did that, and that's the only thing I'll give him credit for the Giants or for the Niners. There I go again. Anything, anything else that he did for the Niners, I just forget about it. Yeah. I don't even want to listen to what he said. But he got Vernon Davis ready to play, and he resurrected Vernon Davis' career, because what he did was sat him out, didn't he? He showed him attitude.
There's a bunch of times where. Yeah,
where you just sat him out of the game.
They had some incidences together.
Basically, Singletary didn't take any crap from Vernon Davis, and Vernon Davis started producing after that. And I give props to Mike Singletary for calling Vernon Davis out on his BS and helping him out. So, I mean, the Niners really dominated the Cleveland Browns yesterday. I mean, first half. Yeah.
Second half was a little more even.
First downs, the Niners were up 15-6. We had 15, Browns had 6. Total yards, 253-93. Time of possession, 8 minutes 58 seconds to 11 minutes 2 seconds. And then rushing yards, the Niners were up 145-25.
That was for the game?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe not game. Maybe first half. No. That looks like game. No, it has to be game. Yeah, it is game. Crabtree caught a 2-yard pass to put the Niners ahead 17-0 just before halftime. And Deshaun Golson made his first interception of 2011 in the end zone in the third quarter. I mean, even left tackle Joe Staley got in the action. He caught
that was
a
awesome.
He catching a 17-yard pass from Smith for a first down play. That was fun to watch.
That
I mean,
was really cool.
The Browns got to be just looking at themselves. Now the offensive linemen are catching passes. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Like,
and
geez.
Defensive linemen.
Exactly. All right. Well,
so Vlog is a defensive lineman.
We'll take a little break from the Niners game, and we'll get back to the Power Hour after this. This is DJ Sam AM, radio.dominican.edu. Don't go away. We'll talk about Tim Tebow, how much I hate Tim Chump. Tebow, and Dallas Cowboys.
Scar.
Chump.
Chumps. Chump. I hate the Cowboys.
All right.
Stay tuned. On that one.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Breaking me off of Highway 49, orders a stretch of road called Priest Grade. And we were coming down the hill like a hair on fire. Knuckles in the front and left at the wheel. Knuckles, old lady, and a case of light beer. For lack of diesel gas, we couldn't ride the smoke no beer.
The thing about driving is mostly knowing where you're going. The rest of it's staying out of people's way.
This big old flat and flat near road.
Don't forget the Big Creek Shaft. I'm good till Jackson.
I can't see the damn smoke mobile.
Boxcar and Fox were riding in the back, sucking down marbles till they emptied out the back. Boxcar yelled to Lefty,
Fox has gotta go. He drank 8 cans of beer and a fifth of Old Crow.
The gravel sped up as the rig pulled aside. Fox ran behind a bush and did its best to hide. Lefty said,
make sure you're done, we won't stop again.
Fox zipped up his pants and said with a grin,
good till Jackson.
The tire spun hard and we were back on our way to the Chicken Ranch Casino so we could get paid.
Wesley Snipes says, always bet on black.
We got there fast and we checked out the scene. Put a lucky five in the slot machine. We lost Fox fast when he went to find a drink. But the casino was dry unless he drank from the sink. Kept losing money and an hour went by. We found Fox with some old lady that needed a ride. Lefty said,
no way, you can't ride with us. Our ride's full and this ain't the midnight bus.
She told us a story, tried to bum a dime. Knuckles said,
that's the slot machine, took all of mine.
First you build up their confidence, then you can take them down even further.
Breaking news at the bottom of the hour. Russian police say a drunk, naked driver has wreaked havoc in central Moscow, damaging 12 cars before being caught by police. The city police said they started pursuing the man Sunday after he ignored a road sign banning a turn and refused orders to stop. In the ensuing chase, the motorist nearly hit a school bus, rammed through a police vehicle, and smashed several other cars before being caught. When police got him, he was completely naked. Footage broadcast by Russian television stations showed him lying on the pavement and shouting, don't cover me, to officers who tried to cover him with clothes. The man said he came from the ex-Soviet nation of Moldova and was in distress over an unhappy relationship.
Slow things down, or speed them up. Not enough, or way too much.
And welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam. I am in Nooch. So,
yo,
just got done talking about the Niners games, whooping on some Cleveland Browns.
6-1, playoff bound.
Now we're getting into a little topic that I love getting into, and it's bashing on Tim Tebow.
Sam-I-Am's bash of the day.
Yeah, the bash of the day. Getting on my nerves is that Tim Tebow.
You know what really grinds Sam's gears?
It's just when people jump on Tim Tebow's bandwagon like everyone did last week when they beat the winless Miami Dolphins. They beat the winless Miami Dolphins. Actually came back.
Coming back with like 2 minutes left.
So, and people were saying, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, he's such a great quarterback. I mean, he's a winner. He'll just will his team to victory. And that's not really going to happen. You can't just will your team to victory. You need to actually make plays and be talented.
Skill involved, just a little bit.
Exactly. and Tim Tebow doesn't have the skill to be an NFL quarterback yet, though. I mean, yet. As of now, he doesn't. But, I mean, in my eyes, he's a great guy. He's a great leader.
Yep, he is.
Shitty quarterback. But, shitty quarterback. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, there it is. Great guy, great leader, bad quarterback. Maybe that'll change in time. I highly doubt it, and I hope I don't see it, just because his name's Tim Tebow, and Tim Tebow, I don't like him. He was exposed yesterday by the Detroit Lions when the Detroit Lions smashed, and when I say the Niners smashed on the Cleveland Browns.
It was like Niners beating Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It was just like the Niners and Tampa Bay all over again, but it was the Detroit Lions whooping on some Denver Broncos. He was just completely exposed against the Detroit Lions defense. All of his holes in his game were just completely, he was just completely overmatched. I mean, every time he was pressured, he was making a bad decision.
Or being sacked.
Or being sacked. It just seemed like they would have a set play for him, and he would drop back and look at that one receiver. Just look at the one receiver, look with the one receiver, and then if that didn't happen, the play was screwed. And he would either get sacked, throw an interception, or do anything. I mean, he would just lock on one receiver, or if that receiver wasn't open, he'd have no idea what to do, and just he would just get mentally just mentally jacked. It was horrible. He's not getting any better. I want to address the two things that these Tim Tebow fans have to say, and The one is, like I said before, that he's a winner. He's a winner. Well, no more he's not. He's not a winner. I mean, he was a winner in college.
He was in college.
In college he was. But, I mean, in the NFL, he's a 2-3 as a starter in the NFL. So there goes that argument right out the bat. I mean, he's not a winner. He doesn't have a winning record. He beat the Miami Dolphins, but that's nothing to me. Miami Dolphins, anyone could beat the Miami Dolphins.
They're still an NFL team, but you know
that's true.
They are winless.
That's
so
true. And then I mean the other thing that Tebow fans get all crazy is that he has that it that Jesus gave him, or what he thinks that Jesus gave him. Jesus gave him everything. Tim Tebow, apparently, just God loves Tim Tebow more than everyone else, so he gave him it. I mean.
Tim Tebow's got it.
Yeah, he just has it. He just has that it factor that just inspires everyone around him. I hate when people, he inspires the team around him to make his receivers hold blocks a little longer.
He makes everyone want to throw interceptions.
I mean, I didn't see any of that it during yesterday's game. I mean, the only it that I saw was interceptions, sacks, Tim Tebow on the ground. Tim Tebow on the ground again. Tim Tebow throwing an pick six interception.
Tim Tebow fumbling.
Tim Tebow fumbling.
Turn it and walk it into the
six. I love watching Tim Tebow getting sacked. I mean, would I rather see Tim Tebow getting sacked or a Niner victory? That's one of the toughest questions that I think I'll be asked all week. I'm saying Tim Tebow getting sacked.
Oh, dude.
Coming just because
non-Niner fan over here.
You know I'm diehard. I love the Niners. But Tim Tebow getting sacked. I love that. That's just seeing number 15 on the ground.
Agree to disagree, sir.
Okay, agree to disagree. That's fine,
sir.
And so basically, all Tim Tebow fans are going to be saying now is he needs more time. He needs more time. And I'll agree with you. I'll agree that he does. He needs more time.
So and more time to realize that he's not good.
Yeah, and he'll get it. He'll get the time, but probably on the bench because.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't have the skill set to be an NFL quarterback at the moment. I don't see it. So
I don't know, he's got one thing going for him, and that's that Kyle Orton's the starting quarterback
exactly,
in Denver.
Exactly. Oh man, no, that's exactly the only thing that Tim Tebow has, because any other quarterback is gonna beat him out except Kyle Orton, because Kyle Orton's a chump. Talk about chumps. All right, we'll get into another.
Chump.
after we'll get off Tim some Tebow. Chumps. Let's stop talking about Tim Tebow. But we'll stay with some chumps. And in my opinion, the chumpiest team in the NFL. And
not,
I know
it's not your opinion, it's fact.
Factual. It's fact. And I know Favi and I know Carl Fitzgerald.
I hope Favi and Carl are listening.
I hope our teammates on the soccer team are listening because they're I don't know why they are.
I sent Favi like 12 text messages yesterday. All like, oh, hey, what's the score of the Cowboy game? We're not watching it. Hey, what was the final? How many touchdowns did Tony Romo throw?
Oh, man, guys.
Like,
so
no joke, like 8 of those. Not a single response.
two of our freshman kids on our soccer team, Favi and Carl, they're for some reason, they're Dallas Cowboys fans. And so me and Brian definitely take it out of our day to rub it in that Cowboys suck and the Niners are good.
Now every chance I get,
any chance I get, especially at practice. Oh, first thing I do when I see Favi at practice, hey, how those Cowboys? Oh, those Cowboys. Yeah, about those Cowboys. So anyway, speaking of chumps, those Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Those Cowboys. Those Dallas Cowboys.
Those cowgirls.
they looked awful last night.
They looked
awful. I mean, I love that. The Cowboys. The Cowboys, they could be so good. And every year before the season starts, everyone's saying Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl bound. Like look at their offense and their defense. Like this is the year. Like look at their personnel on paper that they're the best. No.
And then they look at one thing. Oh, Tony Romo is still our quarterback. Bummer.
Exactly. They look through the depth chart. Yeah. running backs, wide receivers.
Oh,
got Marcus tight
Ware?
End.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, tight end. Dez
Bryant? Oh, yeah. Sweet. Oh, yeah. Good players. Oh, Tony Romo? Oh.
Tony Romo.
Ouch.
About that. Yeah. Dallas needs to look into that quarterback position. So, and then to top off the Dallas Cowboys struggles this year, you got their new defensive coordinator, Rob Ryan. Just running his mouth like a little.
Yeah, I didn't. What was that? What was he?
So, basically, and but before I get into Rob Ryan, open his mouth. Okay. I love Rex Ryan and I love Rob Ryan and yeah, I love their.
I'm fans.
They're great coaches and I love Rex Ryan and I love how Rex Ryan he gives that trash talk aspect to the NFL.
I like it.
He's always trash talking and I don't want to be that guy saying Rex and Rob like shut up, but. Rob needs to shut up because he keeps talking smack and not backing it up, you know? I mean, if your defense is going to show up on national television and showcasing what they showcased last night against the Philadelphia Eagles, who have not been strong.
It was awful.
So supposedly the hype team, the best team, they didn't do anything. I mean, the only thing that I get from that game is DeMarcus Ware is an animal, and I've known that since DeMarcus Ware has been in the NFL. So, the Rob Ryan's defense can't cash the checks. They can talk the talk. They can't walk the walk. I mean, sure, Philly did look sharp last night, and Philly is a good team. LeSean McCoy, he's a boss. They got. A explosive offense, a great defense, but I mean
they gotta put it together. Last night it looked like they put it together pretty well.
No, they did. But let's get real for a second. What do you say?
They're still what, like two and whatever.
They're still 3-4 team.
Oh,
and
3-4. There you go.
And they did crappy against the Niners. They did crappy against the Bills. They couldn't beat the Falcons. They couldn't beat the Giants. Those are four. Three NFC teams that they're going to have to run through the playoffs, and they didn't play them good at all. I mean, yeah, they beat they ran into Rex Grossman of the Washington Redskins. Yeah, of course you could beat him, and of course you could beat the Deadwood Cowboys. Anyone could beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys suck.
Except the Niners. I don't want to talk about that game because I don't like talking about the Niners and Cowboys game. But I mean, I feel like the Dolphins could have beaten the Dallas Cowboys last night.
Yeah,
you know, like that's how bad Dallas looked. That's and
true.
I mean, to Touché. Me, for the NFC East, that was a must-win game for both teams, for Philadelphia and Dallas, to get a little edge on the NFC East race. And Dallas didn't even show up. Dallas didn't, I don't know where Dallas was last night. Bad. Probably out partying. Well, anyway, we will take another break. When we get back, we will talk about the new World Series champions. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Let's go Giants.
And we will talk about Tony La Russa unfortunately retiring today.
Yeah, no one cares.
He announced it, so...
Nobody cares.
We will talk about that right after this break. This is the Power Hour here with Nooch and DJ Sam AM at radio.dominican.edu.
Now I crash plant spits worse than the Twin Towers hitting the land strip. So we can strap a clip, but we wear antagonists. Cause other cliques tried attacking us and ain't been rapping since. We gon' murder the game quick. So fuck y'all who listen to T-Pain and Hurricane Chris. Hey babe, I ain't gon' buy you a drink, but I promise dick. You a bust down bitch, it's anonymous. Two of the livest, who could deny this? Ain't wanna be cocky, all I'm trying to imply is we some of the illest to rock the flow. Shit, my freestyle at your record release party is stop your show.
Hey, hey, and how that be go? Hey, hey, to all my people. Living life as we go, I will let go. We gon' hold you down and keep it street funk. Hey, hey, and how that be go? Hey, hey, to all my people. Living life as we go, I will let go. We gon' hold you down and keep it street funk.
What more could you ask for? Anonymous getting paper like the pockets of people with passports. And wait till we fast forward. Ask Forbes, the way we cop cars, man, address us as a task force. And you can get it if you ask for, what's the cash for? Bag ends like airbags and dashboards. War of words, smash yours with brass swords. Wanna test the best, then ask me or ask Jordan. You left the game, maybe I'd be LeBron. Got a flash grenade, but lately it's been a bomb. Wrapped up inside my tongue, and every lyric that's sung, it's like a eulogy speech, I swear these cats is done. Handle the game, grip with opposable thumbs. They opposing the posse, them pussies, they better run. Picture perfect profit, black fist of the young. Quit dancing to that whack shit, fool, you look dumb. Hey,
hey, hey, and how that be go? Hey, hey, to all my people. Living life as we go, all we go. We gon' hold you down and keep it street
Give me the black double bag with the rubber band stack. From a $5 crook to a 100 grand Mac. Come on, baby, need my pockets fat. Like chicks on MySpace with only pics of their face. We get down like there's nothing beneath us. Guns to your Honda, lightsabers like General Grievous. To get that bread, man, I crank my neck. But I ain't trying to lose my head like Django Fett, you know?
Adverbs and synonyms, catch adrenaline. Rip clicks, I'm quick to sin again. Too much penicillin got me chewing up and spitting them. Feeling that starts killing and ciphers to biters, writers and bystanding civilians. Ain't nobody realer than man, I'd rather work this 9 to 5 than rap fake for some millions. It's been enough clowns, it's time for us now. So put your hands up high and put your clocks down.
Y'all making it too easy, man.
Welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. You are with DJ Sam I Am and Nooch in the studio here at Dominican University of California.
Joko, popping it's, off.
It's a wonderful, wonderful Monday night, Monday Halloween night.
Yep. Hope everyone
is having a great Halloween night. Everyone's safe in their homes.
No TPing houses, kids.
No egging. No running from the police.
None of that nonsense that I never did when I was a kid.
No, never would do anything bad like that. Anyway, just a little quick update on the Monday Night Football matchup that we had tonight was the San Diego Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs. It is currently the fourth quarter with a minute 48 left. It is a 20-20 tie. You can catch that game on ESPN. If you're some crazy guy not watching football on Monday Night Football, you could tune in. It's a great game. The ball is currently on the Kansas City 15, and San Diego has the ball. So they're looking to put away a field goal to put themselves ahead late in the fourth quarter. So now switching sports. Switching.
Just to let you know that Phil Rivers just fumbled.
Oh.
And the other team picked it up.
Phillip Rivers just fumbled the ball on the Kansas City 15. The Chargers had the game won. All they had to do was kick a field goal and they could have won.
Wow.
And Phillip Rivers, now Phillip Rivers has two interceptions, and a fumble. Wow. Wow.
If they
lose
this game,
it's about to go into overtime. Ooh.
All right. So, yeah, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. So, due to some technical difficulties, we got to go by. No, we'll stick ahead. So now we'll switch in sports. And unfortunately, switching championship titles.
I'm in denial.
We're going to have to dethrone
never
the
happened.
SF Giants for at least a year. Just because the St. Louis Cardinals ended up defeating the Texas Rangers in Game 7 to be the World Series champions. Now, although I'm very mad that the Giants are no longer the defending champions, I am glad that we are giving it to the Cardinals. Because
I'm not.
Because, I mean, I'd rather give it to the Cardinals than anyone else in the NFC West, than the Diamondbacks.
I don't know. I think I might want to give it to, like, the Seahawks or something in the NFC West.
No, God. He's just making fun of me from earlier. God damn it. All right. So I like the St. Louis Cardinals just because I feel like those guys are the toughest 25 players in the MLB by a long shot. I mean, they came back from 10.5 games back by the end of August.
They pretty much did what the Giants did last year.
Exactly.
Carry that momentum in the playoffs, and they got the momentum at the time.
They were 8.5 back with 21 games to play, 3 out with 5 games to play, and they were down in Game 6 to their final strike, not once but twice.
It was one of the best baseball games I've ever seen in my life.
I loved watching that Game 6 game. That Game 6 game, ugh. I mean, you can't kill the St. Louis Cardinals. They're always just going to come back. I mean, in my opinion, the reason why the St. Louis Cardinals are the champions and not the Texas Rangers, two words, one name, Nelson Cruz. Now, Two words, one name.
Nelson Cruz.
Now, I hate putting the blame all on one person because,
Nelson Cruz, they wouldn't even have been there if it wasn't for Nelson Cruz.
That's true, but
let's be honest here. Let's give the guy a little bit of credit.
But did you see that? I mean, I could have caught that. My brother could have caught that. My grandma could have caught that. I mean, you're an MLB player and you can't catch that. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, He said the reason why he didn't catch it was because he was playing too shallow, and he didn't get a good read on the ball. I mean,
didn't get a good jump.
From what I saw, it was a pop up, him lollygagging over to the ball, and then him being afraid of the wall and kind of short arming it like my little sister would do if I had a little sister trying to catch the little pop-up with a little short arm, little T-Rex hand. I mean, it's go after the ball, jump up, catch it, win the World Series for your team, and go celebrate. Like,
hey, can we see that short arm, like, whimp it out again?
Yeah, okay. Just, like, little T-Rex arm, and he's trying to catch.
Sam's doing a great description.
I just wish Nelson. Impersonation. Poor Nelson Cruz. That's all I had to say. That poor guy.
That was rough. It was rough.
And then in more recent news, because that was Friday that they won the World Series.
What? This is a crazy game, by the way.
Jeez.
This football game.
This football game is just going back and forth right now. Just really quick before we go to the football game, Tony La Russa retired. He's retiring on top. All I wanted to say about that really was just Tony Russo, he's the man. I mean, what do you say? Win a World Series. Peace. I'll see ya. Peace. Retiring. Retiring on top. I respect that as a man.
Chump.
I really do. Chump. Now we're about to go home and watch some football, some overtime football.
Let's do that.
Philip Rivers fumbled it, like I said, and then Matt Cassel just ended up throwing another interception. So now there's 6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. I hope everyone has a wonderful Monday evening. Nooch, thank you very much for coming on
the
studio.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully you can come on later.
Yeah, definitely.
Later, maybe next week.
You need someone to carry you through the show.
Yeah, so. I do. Gets lonely sometimes, man. Well, anyway, it's been a great show. Everyone be safe. Halloween. This is the Power Hour on radio.dominican.edu. Love you guys. Peace.
Scar.